from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And we're going to go right to that hotline now and talk to one of our all-time favorites. And that would be broadcaster Lanny Fratteri. Lanny, how are you doing today? I hope all is well for you.
It is indeed. There's a rumor floating around that Starkey's not really injured. He's just pretending that he's injured because he doesn't think that you and he can beat Ryan Recker and me in a golf match.
Now that could be very well true.
I called him about maybe a week, 10 days ago, and I said, are you ready to play this match? And he goes, oh, I'm on the – and he was whining about how he's on the disabled list, and, he threw too many pitches, and
I'm all ready to go. So, he's got to figure it out right now with whatever is going on with him. And he claims he's got a rib injury, but I think it's very suspect to me.
Well, I'll tell you this. Well, it sure is exciting – for me to be watching these Buccos. I know they lost 2 out of 3 over the weekend, but I was in Primanti's the other day. My sweetheart Peggy and I go to Primanti's a lot to play the poker machines, the one in Robinson. And just listening to fans watching the game and cheering when home runs are hit and all that. It's and Paul Skeens. I was trying to think back to the way fans would react to a starting rotation or when a guy pitches a particular game. I think it was that way in the 90s with Doug Drabeck and with Candelaria before that and a little bit with Bert Blyleven. But, boy, this is and I thought the moves that Terrington made just before the deadline were strong moves to improve the offense. So, but yeah. It's challenging. I think they got the Padres coming up and then, the Dodgers after that?
Yeah, Padres, Dodgers, and they Padres here, Dodgers out there, Padres out there, and then they come back and I think play Seattle. So they've they've got their work cut out for them. But I think that when you were calling games, you were the team's broadcaster. 1990, was the first of the three runs that they had, and when a team starts to have that momentum where the fans. The buzz starts to pick up and, all of the things that go along with it. That certainly is a fun time, isn't it?
Oh, especially for a broadcaster. You realize that your career is tied to the success of a team. You hope that the club wins for a lot of reasons. You root for guys that you've been traveling with. And then, of course, you realize that if you make the playoffs and go on to the World Series as we did in 79 and hope to in the early 90s, that know, you got a chance. I received a ring in 1979. You know, you get more money because there's playoff. There's more games to announce because of the playoffs. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun when you're part of it, especially for me when I was with Jim Leland in the early 90s. That was so much fun.
Yeah, no question. Speaking of Jim Leland, I know you. I had heard you talk on the air like the day before he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, but that obviously was a really great experience for you up there, right?
Oh, it was a truly memorable day, and I met a lot of people I haven't seen in a long time. That's what I was hoping. You know, I stayed right there in Cooperstown because I wanted to be a part of all the festivities, even including, you know, I went to the ceremony on Saturday when Joe Castiglione received the Ford Frick Award. You know, so it was just everywhere. You know, the good. I spent a little money for the hotel room, but I got to tell you, I went that whole weekend, despite the hotel fees, I went the whole weekend without spending a dime because there were parties everywhere.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to have dinner anywhere or lunch because there were parties or receptions everywhere. So.
Right. I mean, I think that's the key. I mean, that must have been a lot of fun for you up there. It really must have been a lot of fun. So, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is, you know, the Pony League World Series is obviously coming up this week, and I know you get excited about that. You do a lot of the games. You do a lot of games. Are you going to do every game again? Or I don't know if you've done every single game, but I think you've come pretty close to every game every year, haven't you?
The last couple of years I did every game, but my age is catching up with. I'm going to do 12 games on, and the games are going to be on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. We start Friday night. Mon Valley is in the tournament this year, which is particularly exciting for all of us in Western Pennsylvania and particularly those people in the Mon Valley. They're going to play Palmview on Friday. As a matter of fact, I'm going down to the Mon Valley practice at 6 o'clock in Bell Vernon today to talk to the players. So we'll have that game, and then Long Beach, California against Puerto Rico. Washington County plays its first game on Sunday at noon, and we'll have that game on Sportsnet. So we've got, just to capsulize for you, we've got two games on Sportsnet Pittsburgh Friday night. We've got two games on Sportsnet Pittsburgh Saturday night, and then the Washington County game on Sunday, and then two games Monday night, and two games on Tuesday night. The championship game in the Princescape Pony League World Series will be Wednesday night. And I think you remember, Paul, that one of the exciting things about last year is that Washington County made it to the championship game, had to win a, if necessary, game on Wednesday afternoon, or Wednesday morning, rather, and then made it to the championship game. They lost, but nevertheless, there was tremendous excitement at Lou Hayes Pony Field because of Washington County being in the championship game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're talking with Lanny Fritteri, former Pirates broadcaster. Lanny, the teams, I was looking at the teams that that you have coming to this event, and it's always interesting just to see where they're all from, right? I mean, all you know, you got teams from all over.
Yeah, Bronx, New York, Bay County, Michigan, Palmview, Texas, Long Beach, California, a team from Mexico, Puerto Rico, a team from Spain, Washington County, Mon Valley. I think I've covered all of them. Yeah, that's pretty much. Oh, Chinese, of course, Chinese Taipei. Even before the tournament starts, they become the odds-on favorite to win. Chinese Taipei has always sent a solidly schooled group of 13 and 14-year-olds that they don't hit the ball a long way, but they play really solid fundamental baseball. Many of the students from Chinese Taipei are part of an academy. So, you know, we always predict that Chinese Taipei will be in the championship game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that now all of these teams have to qualify for this, right? I mean, there's a process, right?
Yeah, there is. As a matter of fact, you know, we didn't get the final word on some of these teams until this past week. There are qualifying tournaments, and it is always, you know, one of the things that I make it a point. There's 14 players on each team. There's 10 teams, so I make it a point to talk to every one of the 140 players. Admittedly, some of it is challenging because you need to deal with a translator. You know, I always get a kick, Paul, out of the fact that, you know, when I do the Chinese Taipei games or Korea or Japan, my friends always call me and say, "Boy, Lanny, you did a great job with those Chinese names." And I said, "Well, if I didn't, how would you know? You know, I mean, how would you know if I didn't do a good job with them or not?" But I do worry about making sure the pronunciations are correct. And it's so exciting that because of our friends in Morgantown, Pikewood Communications, that puts on Mike Parsons and Dan Lohman and our crew with Roger Lenhart and Scott Bartlett. I mean, it is one of the exciting things about it, Paul, is that the field, Luge's Pony Field, a very quaint field, and everything is our TV truck is right there, almost behind the press box, and it's just wonderful. Also, a good number of our students are from Waynesburg University because Pikewood has realized that they are talented, dedicated, hardworking young people. Austin Bechtel has worked Pony League a couple times. Matter of fact, I think I yelled at him once in the press box at the Pony game.
Yeah, that is correct. Well, last time you were on, Lanny, that was the situation that we talked about with Zeiss before he was wondering about.
Yeah, I enjoy yelling at Austin.
It was the last time he yelled at me.
Yeah, I think I went over the line that time, Austin, but I already apologized to you for that. I really wish I was doing all the games because I love doing it, but I realize that now that I'm 76 years old, I'm not as mentally and physically sharp as I once was, so I don't want to embarrass myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I know you've talked a lot about how much you feel like you should have to prepare before you go on the air, and I just I always say that that's just to do one game. So to do two games and then you're going to do as many games as you're going to do over the course of the week. I mean, how much preparation goes into this?
Well, the good thing is that Tony helps me. I mean, I'm going to, as I said, I already met with the Washington County players. The thing that I remind myself and I believe it's important from a broadcaster standpoint is that these are young people with stories. You know, we're not dealing with 13 and 14-year-old robots. We're dealing with young people with stories. You know, for example, when I went down and talked to the Washington County team, I found out from one of the players that he's a piano player. He had the lead in his high school musical, The Music Man. So those are the stories I want to tell. I mean, to me, I don't want to be involved in launch angle and exit velocity and distance of home runs. I want to tell stories And so that's why I want to make it a point to meet all the players and find out a little bit about them and their parents, their siblings, because that's what I believe is the true essence of what we're doing with Pony League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I think that the thing about Pony League Baseball and Little League Baseball and everything else is that it's still, you know, even though it's on TV and it's, you know, a large stage and all the other good stuff, it's still sort of a pure form of baseball, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, for those of us that love the game of baseball, you know, at times, by the way, what happens to me, Paul, is that, you know, by the third or fourth day, I have a tendency to forget these are 13 and 14-year-olds. The amazing things that they're able to do on the baseball field. Yes, they probably, you know, they make more mistakes than, you know, than a high school or college player, but nevertheless, and to see the enthusiasm from the players, many of them that are from outside areas, they try to, you know, we've had cases where players and their teams have gone to PNC Park to see the Pirates play, and so there's, you know, there's an awful lot that goes in. And I'm so proud to be a part of the dedication of the people in Washington County in this Princescape Pony League World Series, the work that they put into it, and for me to be a small part of it is truly an honor for me. But I have one complaint. I wish the TV stations in Pittsburgh would do a better job covering the Pony League World Series. Stations all the time talk about how they're, you know, they're in the communities of Western Pennsylvania, and there isn't there aren't too many more impressive and significant events in Western Pennsylvania than this Pony League World Series.
Yeah, and it's got a long history too. That's the thing I think a lot of people don't realize is how long, you know, it's been going on.
Well, it has, and I've always felt this way. One of the great things about baseball is it transcends generations, and then, you know, and even telling stories, by the way, of past players that have come through the Pony League World Series and have gone on to have really outstanding careers in baseball. Some that have made it to the major leagues. It is, and I hope that everyone that's listening to our broadcast here, and thanks for inviting me, Paul, is that they will make it a point to come down to the Pony League World Series. One thing everybody needs to remember, there are a lot of people that think that the Pony League field is over by the Wild Things Park, and it's not. The offices for Pony are there, but the field, Blue Haze Pony Field, is in Washington Park, and it is closer to the laboratory exit off 79. So, as a matter of fact, when I go to the field, I always go 79 to 70 down 79 to that first exit when you're going south. So hopefully folks will, you know, make it a point to come on out and cheer on these young people.
Well, that's for sure. And I know that there's tickets available. It's very, very family friendly in terms of, you know, the pricing and all that other stuff. And you get a chance to watch a really fun event. So you go to, I think it's just plws.org, correct? Is that where people could go to get tickets and everything else?
Yeah, that's correct. And you're right. The pricing is very convenient for everybody to come on out. And as I said, it's such a quaint field. It is. As a matter of fact, there's a. When I come in, there's a road, and it's so much similar to coming through the Fort Pitt Tunnel. This road, you go into Washington Park, and you get the hillside there, and you come in, and there the field is. And I can't imagine that anybody would come and not really truly enjoy themselves and the volunteers that make everybody feel welcome to the ballpark. So it starts Friday, this coming Friday. And then championship game is Wednesday, what is that, the 14th. So, you know, please, everyone, make it a point to come on down and join us. And make sure if you see me there, fans, if you see me there at the ballpark, tell me hello and remind me that Ryan Recker and I are going to beat Paul Zeiss and Joe Starkey in golf when we get them on our Chartiers golf course and they – we win money from them.
Yes. Well, we'll have to do that, and I'm sure that Joe will come out of his injury even swinging the club even better. And what's that?
I said you think so.
Yes. So we will see you soon, Lanny, and obviously thanks for always being so generous with your time and coming on.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for inviting me.
All right. That is Lanny Fratteri, former broadcaster for the Pirates and also baseball broadcaster. I shouldn't say former because he still broadcasts a lot, just different levels of baseball and stuff, and he loves the Pony League World Series every year. So that's this week. If you're looking for something to do, well, that's something to do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.